Guys!
No.
I figured I liked that one better. Like, the Hello Beautiful People is, like, cute, too. And, like, that's actually what I say before I perform. Mm-hmm. But the, like, guys, it's, like, more, like, podcasty. Like, it's, like, I'm about to say something.
Just, like, on YouTube when they'd be, like, hey, guys.
Yeah, exactly. Channel. Or no. The most cringy thing, I feel like, is the, hey, bestie. It's, like, I'm not your bestie. Not at all. Huh? But...
what are we talking about today?
Wait, but who are we? I'm Georgette / Efoi. I don't know which one to say on the podcast, but like Georgette / Efoi.
Just do both.
Georgette Efoi. Mm. Or Efoi Georgette.
I'm Naffy.
And we have a guest today. Yay. Can you guys guess who's on the show?
It's been a couple times, right?
Yeah. They should know your voice by now.
I don't think they would. You guys have a lot of episodes. You got a lot of podcasts.
I freaking know. Every time we talk about like being on the fourth season and like it's just like 40-something episodes now, my face is like,
yeah, that's crazy. What?
That's crazy.
How are we still coming up with stuff to talk about?
Girl, we have a lot to talk about. This world is crazy.
Well, our special guest is Jamesy Pooh, my brother.
James, tell us what you do, what you're interested in, and yeah.
Okay.
Give us a little spiel about you. You know,
a little spiel. She's dancing right now, too. That's crazy. It's good energy. My name is James Mascoy. I'm Naffy's brother. I live in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. I was born in Delaware. Well, I was born in New Jersey, but
yikes.
We don't talk about New Jersey.
Yeah.
New Jersey doesn't exist.
But SZA's from there.
Oh, that's fair.
Yeah.
And she went to DSU, yes, so she's like a New Jersey, Delaware person like us.
Exactly. Yeah.
Reffin'.
And she's a Scorpio.
Like, for real?
SZA's a Scorpio?
Hey.
I mean, I'd believe it, but like, wow.
It's another one for us.
I feel like in my heart, that's right.
It feels right.
If I had to like put her somewhere, I'd be like she's like Pisces, like she's real emotional, you know.
Yeah. Speaking of, what season are we in now?
We're about to be in Virgo season. I have something to say. All this Virgo slander that I'm seeing every day, what did a Virgo do to you? Unless it was a man, because I feel like at that point, you know,
it just happens when your season comes.
I just see so much hate this year. It's like, where's the energy coming from? People talking about they're gonna put their phone on Do Not Disturb until the 22nd of next month. Somebody has posted like a Virgo license plate today and was like, the Virgos are on their way. I'm just like, what's going on? Like, what's wrong with all this hate? Like,
yeah.
Okay,
you wish it was Scorpio season. You wish it was Scorpio season.
Well, where I thought this was going is Georgette is a Virgo and her birthday's coming up.
Oh yes!
Oh
okay,
my god. So, like,
why I'm so upset about the Virgo hate, why it cuts deep, is my birthday is coming up and I'm very, very excited about it. I'm not going to tell you the age, but I'm going to be more grown this year. So that's really exciting.
I love that for you.
Hopefully this year comes with billionaire status. I'm claiming it for myself now. Remember last week's episode? So I'm claiming it for myself now. But I'm really excited about this episode. We got some things to say. Wait. I want to give a quick update. I'm sorry I'm talking a lot, but don't you worry about that. So, since the last time we talked, I became an award-winning artist! Yay!
Yay!
It was really exciting stuff. Being in Ohio was really, really cool.
That's not what she said. She was on the phone with me.
Yeah, she was talking shit about Ohio.
She said Ohio.
Okay,
whack.
I'm not going to hold you. The award show was great, but Ohio is like... I'm not going to say that because I don't want y'all to cancel me. But whatever is going
There's like four people out there in Ohio,
it's like worse than Smyrna.
Wow.
And worse than Smyrna, Delaware. So I'm going to leave that where it is because I don't want to get canceled by the Ohioans.
The Ohioans.
But we have a topic for you guys today.
We're talking about mentorship.
Ooh.
Yeah. I feel like it's important to have a mentor or be a mentor. Ooh, I didn't think about that part of this.
Yeah.
Ooh, now we gotta come back. Sorry, no, I'm kidding. But yeah, so what is a mentor? We Googled it, and the dictionary says a mentor is an experienced and trusted advisor.
Mm-hmm.
Heavy on the trusted.
Yeah.
We were talking about some reasons why we think having a mentor is important. Our two guests here said something along the lines of it helps you level up and helps make their path clear. And I think that's really, really important to have people in your corner that can advise you on something that you're going through in life, yeah. whether it's career or like school or love or other things that happen in your life, like something specifically like they can maybe either been through or just are able to like attribute knowledge to or whatever, you know? I think that's important. And because we brought up this whole other part of slash being a mentor, are any of you guys a mentor? So, would anyone call you guys a mentor to them?
Yeah. I feel like all these bitches is my sons. Just kidding.
But that's why they be slamming y'all burgers.
That's crazy.
I know why they hate us. But no, but actually, like right before the pandemic, I had started this group at our church. It was like for the young girls at church, trying to like get them acclimated to the world and like what goes on out here. Maybe we have like a couple of sessions, which I feel like went really well. And I felt like I was making an impact, which also led to me being like a kids Bible study teacher at my church. So I do love that mentorship portion because I feel like it's really, really important. And I had so many mentors, and I would say that I can attribute a lot of my success to like having mentors and having a clear path. Like, mm-hmm. yeah. So I try to do that for the other people.
Are you a mentor?
Yeah, definitely. So I taught for a while. Mm-hmm. And Ooh. So a lot of those kids, I try to keep in contact with them a little bit. They're all old now. They're like in sophomore or junior year of college at this mm-hmm. point. So they don't really need my help anymore. But I try to stay
you
in contact
always need
with
help.
Them.
Especially in college.
Yeah, fair. Those kids are different.
Not here.
And then now with my job now, a lot of people want to move into the industry I'm in. Hmm. And so people reach out to me a lot, just like asking for help or tips or introductions. So I wouldn't say like I'm giving them advice on the daily, but mm-hmm. like, you know, every once in a while, like every month or so, like 5 to 6 people will hit me up. Like regularly, and
you need to turn that into a bag. Yeah, listen, I literally wrote down something about the people that are making it a bag, but
damn,
all the terrible things I'm gonna say about them, you can get that a bag.
Hey,
you won't be terrible.
Don't go to them. Go to James.
Am I a mentor? Nafi says yes. I was asking him that way because I remember another podcast episode. I asked myself something, and you were like, "What the heck did you just do? I could have asked you that," and I just thought it was funny.
You mentored me a lot.
Oh,
all right, that's awesome.
Stop! I'm about to cry.
Please.
It's funny because before recently, I would kind of say no. Like, I don't feel like when I think of a mentor, it's like a not every day necessarily, but like a job almost, like you're really checking in. And maybe because I view it that way is why I've had the relationship I've had with like the idea of like a mentor. Like maybe it's just not that serious and I make it more serious than it's meant to be. I think, you know, just giving tips or knowledge or dropping keys, as DJ Khaled would say, in any sort of way is probably being a mentor. But recently, I don't know, people talk about like their purpose a lot, and I've always kind of thought, I don't know what my purpose is, but then I think if I knew what my purpose is, it would be to like talk and or advise. And I think I've thought about that a lot in my life, but then when people ask me what my purpose is, I feel like that's like an easy answer. It's like I'm just gonna tell people what to do. Like, duh, like everybody, well, in my mind, it's like everybody can. So I never really say that I know what it is. But recently, I guess it was kind of revealed to me, I guess we could say, that like that might actually be just what it is, you know? I'm going to talk about somebody later, but I'm going to talk about her now. My cousin, shout out to you, Maggie. She, you know, checks in with us, and she's a mentor as well with, like, me and Georgette. And we had a specific little chat about, I guess, like, advising and mentorship and yeah. things like that about this one lady in the Bible. And I was kind of talking about that, and it was cool, and we chatted about it. And I was like, oh, I hope I get the, you know, like discernment to kind of like be a mentor to people. And literally like a couple days later, this girl that I barely talked to called me like with all these issues and was like, give me your ideas, like what do you think? And she's like younger than me, she's a girl, like I said. So I feel like it just very much aligns with the whole like mentorship thing. So I was giving her my ideas and she loved them, and I was like, wow, I really does this. So
the way it was so spot on, like
it was so crazy, right?
It was actually kind of wild how yeah. that like timing worked. Nappy was like, I want to be like Deborah, and a couple of days later, Deborah.
I was tested to be Deborah. Yeah. Like it was really crazy. But I think in general a lot of people kind of say like, oh, like whatever about like, I don't know, the ideas or little Jules is DJ. So I'm kidding. Just like I guess like advice. So yeah, I guess
DJ Khaled, the ultimate mentor. The ultimate.
Yo, when he had Snapchat on lock, that was a time.
That was a time.
What? That was crazy. But yeah. So I guess I say that to say it doesn't have to be like so scary or so like serious. The idea of getting a mentor or being a mentor, like literally just living your life in a good as a good example, I feel like is a good way to start out with that. So that's kind of cool. Like I said, I was talking about the people on the YouTubes. I think of like Instagram. Everybody's a teacher. Everybody's a consultant. Everybody, you can sell anything.
It's crazy.
You can literally learn how to make nails. I mean, like do nails tomorrow, get a certificate, and then be teaching 40 girls on Instagram how to do it and get in a bag. Like it's crazy.
Or
so
be like the Forex people and take a 3-day course. And then later on like, be like, I'm teaching a class.
Yeah, like everybody's teaching a class on something that they know about. And although I think it's cool, I do think it maybe needs to be regulated a bit more. But just the idea of like teaching and giving ideas or information and like being a mentor in that way, whether you're, you know, paying for it or you're meeting them in real life or even like the people that you see on YouTube, if like they don't know you exist, but maybe you like aspire to be like one of them or you see something in them that you like that can kind of be like your mentor in a way, which is so crazy because they don't even know you exist.
Yeah. We were looking at speaking gigs, like people for this event that we're hosting for my job. They were charging like $29,000 to $40,000, like
to do what?
To speak for 2 or 3 hours and then do like a workshop. I was like,
I have the spirit of Deborah. I will speak. I will speak.
We can all speak.
But it's crazy, like how that's.
That's like the Victoria's thing. We all sing.
Yeah, she was so hurt about
she
that.
She was so serious. Well, you know, we all sing.
But
tell them, Tori.
You know, it's crazy.
Yeah. So, it is crazy. Yeah. It's like, yeah, I don't know. It's like you can do anything with the internet. Like, literally anything.
Yeah. I feel like, though, with, like, mentorship, I think one thing that maybe we should touch on is, like, the difference between, like, I guess, like, meeting a mentor. I mean, they're both mentors, but, like, meeting a mentor in, like, your everyday life or, like, seeking one out, like, finding one, like, how to find a good one.
Yeah.
I would say for me, like, in terms of, like, everyday life, like, I wouldn't even say that I went looking for mentors, like, specifically until, like, probably, like, sophomore year of college. Before that, like, I would say people would just see me. Or, like, one of my teachers, Miss Ward, she was just like, I want to take you under my wing. And I, at the time, I was like, why would you take me under your wing? But, like, looking back on it, like, she helped me so much. Like, she was also, like, a plus-size woman. And she had, like, specific, she was, like, she had, like, principles that she lived by. And that was, like, the first time, especially being a fourth grade, that was the first time I saw, like, somebody specifically, like, having like principles written down that they live by. She's like, I live by this, I live by that. I'm a virtuous person. You have to have well-mannered stuff. And like at that time, it was like monumental, like literally why I'm still at this day say like, please and thank you, or like, excuse me, or like stuff like that after everything is like literally just because she took me under her wing and like she was specifically like worried about me as a student. So like stuff like that. But I would say like, especially with like music and stuff like that, it's just, it's a little bit harder to find like credible mentors because like you don't really have to go to school to be a musician. Like some people do obviously, but like aside from that, like you can just be a Joe Schmo and like be a musician. But I would say in terms of music, I've just been really, really lucky in order to like find those mentors. Like one day, one of my good friends now, we work on music together almost every day, DM me out of nowhere. He's like, your voice is great, your music is great, your branding is great, but like I want to help you. And literally we've been working together on like a lot of stuff for the past like 2 years. So I feel like stuff like that, like lucky
just falls into
your just
lap.
Like luck ups just like that happens too. But yeah, it's
not
been
fuck ups, luck ups.
Luck ups, yes. Well, that's been like a really, really great experience too, to like have somebody in my life that like is trying to steer me in a specific direction.
Yeah,
like obviously I'm me and God, we're the head of my life, but like it's good to have like an actual direction to go in. And I would attribute a lot of like the success and a lot of the things that I've done to like having mentors and having people to specifically ask.
Yeah,
and it's like really changed my mindset in terms of like now when I want to do something, I was like, do I know somebody who does that? And, like, I reach out to them instead of, like, just trying to forge out the path on my own.
Yeah. I was going to say, with the whole, like, Instagram or YouTube or teachers, people that you don't really get to meet or know in real life, I think there is a difference between, like, having an actual mentor that knows you, you can call up and ask questions, like you were saying. Like, you can ask. You can't ask, insert Jada Waito over here, how to do whatever. You can ask.
That's who the youth is looking up to.
Yeah.
Hey, girl. Say, girl.
That Andrew Tate, which is crazy.
Oh, my God.
We have to do this whole thing, but, like, man, that is...
I found him randomly because he's always on those, like, super anti
women.
They wouldn't say it's anti women, but it kind of is.
Alt right.
Yeah, type of, like, I don't know. I just see him randomly on Instagram, and I saw he was banned on Instagram and Twitter or something like that. I'm like, yeah, we're moving in the right direction.
He must live under a rock. Who is Andrew Tate?
Just some man. Wait. I think he was a boxer or he's like, insert he's European abuser. Country here. Ooh.
Okay.
Yeah. And he just. He talks about things that people that don't like women
would
like
align
to say.
With.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's. I mean, there's more to it than that, but there's not really much more to say.
Yeah, it's enough.
But yeah, I like you were saying, I think like people that don't have that kind of leadership in their life or don't know how to search for it will find it in different ways, and I think the internet has like just exploded on that.
Yeah.
Like what you were saying, like the multi-level marketing schemes and stuff.
She said, did I say that?
What is it called? Forex.
Forex.
Oh, yeah. I was like, wow. I said all those words and don't remember.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Y'all really are something over there with the Forex.
I haven't heard about them Forex people in a long time,
I know,
though.
I hope they're okay. Maybe with the fall of the economy, they fell too.
Oh my God.
The pandemic had them...
Oh, yeah.
Had him in a chokehold.
In a frenzy. I remember this guy, like, I had met on an app. We were just chatting. And for a while, I thought, like, he was really trying to date me. But I realized all of a sudden that, like, he was always talking about Forex, what's going on. So one day, I really had a conversation with him. I was like, blank, blank, blank. What are we doing? Like, what's going on? He was like, oh, so you don't want to do Forex? So I say this to say... You'll find any way to get at a person for Forex.
Oh, gosh.
Back to mentors. Have you guys had any specific mentors that you want to talk about?
Yes. Yeah. Dang, they looked at me first. Yeah. So, I think Nathie's talked about this, but we definitely had some... Oh, I didn't have, like, an abundance of father figures, so, like, when I was younger, A man in my neighborhood kind of picked me up, kind of similar to what Georgette was saying, just kind of
lucked
noticed
up.
Me. Huh?
Lucked
yeah,
up.
Definitely lucked up. And he, when I was like 7 or 8, he's been helping me out and like teaching me things since then. Actually, me and my girlfriends went to go visit him, which was really fun. He's like an old man in Florida now. But he taught me how to fly kites, and we made model cars together when I was younger. We watched birds, take me to museums. We worked on like little like trains. As a kid, which was
I remember
funny.
We went to the train convention.
It was really funny and weird sometimes, but I really appreciated that. And he taught me how to like mulch like yards and like did a lot of yard work together. We cut down trees together.
Remember when he did his garden?
Yeah. We changed the whole landscape of his garden one summer. We would just do things, and he would make me do book reports, and he would talk to me about like how to speak to people and how to feel more confident. And like, I don't know, he was just with me for like a long time. So he's definitely like the biggest, I don't want to say male influence, but like one of the biggest influences in my life for sure, just period. So
what are some things you feel like he taught you as like a human?
He taught me, George, I kind of touched on it earlier, but like how to search for help. He did that really well, because he didn't get a college degree. He was like he worked for Budweiser for like 40 years in the factory. He barely finished high school. But he made a lot of money doing like good investments and asking for help and like just being like a nice person. And so he would always teach me, like, if you want to try something, like, you should talk to people about it, you should read a book about it, and then you should do it. Like, he's like, you should do it, always do it, but you need to like take some time just to give it like some prep. And then he taught me a lot about like race relations, because he was a black kid doing a lot of white people stuff, to be candid, in like the early like 50s 40s. Like, people get killed for that. And so he was around a lot of white people all the time. but he just knew how to handle himself and handle them and didn't let, like, small things get to him because he knew the bigger picture. Mm-hmm. And then I think the last thing I would say is, like, he really taught me, I don't know, just, like, how to be, how to just be, like, a man, I guess, but, like, not in, like, the weird way.
Mm-hmm. Like a good way.
Yeah, like, he, I don't know, he'd just be, like, I take care of things for people that matter to me, and, like, I work hard, but, like, I don't let it, like, get in the way of other things. Mm-hmm. Like, realistically, it does, but, like, not enough where it's, like, a blocker. Mm-hmm. You know, like, work shouldn't be an excuse. Mm-hmm. It should be, like, a benefit in your life. Mm-hmm. And there's some things he wanted to teach me, like doing things by yourself all the time, which I did not pick up.
What do you mean?
Like, he was telling Siri and I about this, but he, like, did electrical for his garage and, like ripped out all the cords and, like, put it back in. Like,
I said, I'm gonna pay somebody for that.
I am not built like that.
All the richness you taught me to attain, you're gonna pay somebody to do that.
Yeah. Put it back into the economy.
Yeah, for real. Exactly. But he's just a really good dude, and his family's great too, and so.
Yeah.
Learn a lot from them.
Did you envision it being like this, I guess, when you first met him? No. I don't know if you can go back to 7-year-old you.
No.
I was like, this man asked me a lot of damn questions, and I was like...
He was real mean to me, but, like, in a good way. He'd be like, you need to put on some chapstick. He's like, you gotta brush your hair. He'd be like, bro, you put in your deodorant on today, right, when I was younger? Like, all this stuff. Like, young kid, but, like, mm-hmm. I was not handling myself. And as I got older, he's like, you can't use like in sentences all the time. You can't use I used to have, like, some, like, I had a list, basically, or I had speaking problems as a kid. And he ironed it out of me. Like, he was really serious. Mm-hmm. And I think, like, he really made me learn that I need to follow up with him as much as you follow up with me, mm-hmm. if not more. Mm-hmm. Because while I bring value to his life, you know, like, the balance is kind of crazy. Mm. So, like, I needed to... He taught me a lot. Like, following up on people...
What do you mean?
Like, if I call him and, like, he doesn't pick up, like, I don't wait 2 weeks to call him. Mm-hmm. You know, I should, like, call him once a month or something like that. It's not, like, every 2 weeks or something like that. But he'd really push me to reach out to people, mm-hmm. which has helped a lot as I've gotten into business. Because, like, you have to cold call, you have to reach out. You have to take a couple no's before you get a yes in the right situation.
Teaching you, like, persistence?
Yeah, persistence. But also, like, when you care about someone and they're in a relationship with them, you should put effort towards them. So, like, being in a relationship with a mentor, sometimes you have to reach out to them. They're not going to think about you all the time, especially if they're mentoring multiple people. Mm-hmm. So stuff like that.
We need Mr. Finch to mentor a couple of these guys.
I'm screaming a lot of them. But I feel like one point that you brought up is like, well, that you may have brought up, is like doing the work too, like following back up with him too. I feel like a good, like, piece of, like, is like you should, in order to, like, keep a mentor, like, interested in helping you, like, you gotta, like, one, follow up on them, like, check on them, make sure they're doing good, mm-hmm. but, like, also, like, do the work that they're telling you to do. Like,
you need to do homework.
Like, the quickest way to, like, get somebody disinterested is if they're putting a lot of, like, time, energy, effort, money, whatever into you, and you're, like, not doing, like, whatever you're supposed to do. So, like, in terms of whatever that relationship is, if you have one, just...
And this is where I enter in.
Keep the things off the list.
I feel like I'm a bad mentee. I think I was talking to someone about this recently, but I overall am just bad at asking for help. Like, I'm bad at being in need, because by need, I'm not like prideful in that way where it's like whatever as far as like pride, but like it just generally does not cross my mind as far as like asking for help. I'm just like, well, gotta figure this out. So when I think about a mentor, I've always had a weird relationship with that, and I always wanted it, and I feel like I've definitely had it in times, but I look at like James and your experience with Mr. Finch, and I've always thought that was so great. And I think you're right, like, you kept it like healthy and good for so long because you checked back in as well, and you guys are right, like, that's really important. And I just was never really good at that, and I can definitely admit that. I remember actually through Mr. Finch, I met this lady, not in person, but she was like a nutritionist or a doctor that had a nutrition background or something like that. And I always think about this and how like I got her number, and I think I called her like once or twice. We spoke like once or twice, and I just never really followed back up with her. I mean, the same could be said about her, but in this relationship where you're right, like, she's a whole grown woman. She don't need me for nothing. It's me that would have got benefited from whatever, you know? I definitely did not check in with her or just like chat or do the small talk thing as much as I should have or could have. So I think about things like that. I don't know. I'm just not a good mentee or like a good person at asking for help, like in general. So
it's a lot of work.
Yeah, it definitely isn't easy, but I feel like I just am like bad at it as well. So it's like the fact that it's like not easy, and then I also am like not uninterested, but like, for lack of a better word, I guess we could say that I just like never panned out for me that well. But I mean, like I talked about, my cousin Maggie, we have like Bible studies every Saturday, every week, kind of on and off when things happen in life, but I would say she's pretty like there, and you can talk to her about like other things, and she gives you an answer in a biblical sense, which I like, so that's cool. I remember when I was in college, being a black person at a PWI, they did this thing where you got a mentor. So I had a mentor, and she was super cool, and she was really nice, and she would take me to all the cool stuff, and I got to hang out with all of her older friends because she was a senior, and I think I was a freshman. I was like, oh my gosh. And she was like the president of the ASA, and as an African kid, it was lit. So I was like, wow. So I mean, I was cool with her, but that was like easier because she was right there on campus, you know, whereas this lady who lived who knows where, I'd never met in person. So I don't know, I say that all that to say, like, as a person who I feel like is doing well and things are cool, but definitely could have used advice or the advantages that older people with experience just in general have to give, take my advice and get a mentor. And if someone presents themselves to literally like show interest in you, like do the work that is necessary to keep that, because I do not. So that's that. On that for me,
I feel like we already like started to like delve into it. Like, do we have like some advice on like how to get a mentor? We already talked about like really how to keep one, or like maybe the differences in like paying for one too. Like, I have paid for like somebody to help me in the past in terms of like musical consulting. Like, every couple of months I pay for a consultant to tell me something, like give me something, give me some type of information. So I feel like that's a good investment in yourself too if you have it. But if you don't, these YouTubers can be your mentor. Like, what do they do now? Skillshare? The kids do Skillshare.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, yeah.
So stuff like that.
Well, I mean, you know, I think the first part of it is really like what you were just saying. It's personal development. Mm-hmm. And if you think about it from that perspective, it makes the journey a little easier.
Like thinking about the end goal?
Not even just the end goal, but like knowing what you're getting out of it.
Yeah.
And the thing about mentors, and this is similar to networking, is you never fully know where it's going to take you.
Yeah.
Like, there's people that I met 10 years ago that are helping me in my career right now.
Yeah.
Just randomly. And I wouldn't have seen that coming. And the point of me talking to them initially was completely different than why I talk to them now.
Yeah.
You know, so I think that's like a thing to keep in the back of your mind as you go into this, because as we talk about it, it's going to be, I don't know how to find a mentor, if I'm being honest. Like, I need one now. I don't have one that's in my career path.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly because, like, the things you guys are talking about, like, one in your location, similar points in your, like, that understands your career, what you want, that also will put the time into you, and you don't think it's annoying. Like, there's more to it than that, but, you know.
Heavy on the don't think is annoying.
You have to like them. So
And they have to like you. Like, I feel like just because you get connected doesn't necessarily mean it's gonna be lit.
Yeah.
I've stomached some annoying people in the past.
Yeah.
Like this name right here. Just annoying. Like, and I would say like that's a good piece of advice too. It's like that, just be careful who you pick.
Because
sometimes some people want to like live vicariously through you. So like you have to be like also not living on autopilot. You have to like also be a pilot in your own life, like, hey, like, this is what I want, like, this advice is great, this advice is not good, it, like, it fits me, it doesn't, because, like, at the end of the day, you don't want them to be living your life for you either.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, I've been looking for one for a while now, I think probably 6-7 months.
I wonder if there's an app for that.
Bro, like, there needs to be.
It probably is, yeah.
But, like, it's hard.
I use Bumble Business sometimes just to find people who do what I do.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Has it worked out well?
It has. Well, it's worked out well here for, like, finding people who, like, do music and stuff like that, which has been really good.
That's
but, like,
cool.
I'm sure, like, LinkedIn, probably be like good too. But it's, I think LinkedIn is a little bit harder because it's like everybody is there for business, so it's like kind of hard to find people specifically for what you do. But I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, my piece in this, and I'll keep it short, is basically like I want to find a Black professional in my field or a field adjacent to it. But the thing is, often, like, once you get older in this field, you spend the majority of your time advising. And so it's just another appointment for them. And so
like it's not personal like that.
Yeah, yeah. Unless you work for them, it can be kind of weird. Because usually the people in this field, like, when they hire you, that means they're looking to mentor you because it's a apprenticeship in a sense. So, like, unlike with music, where if you're good at it, like, you can work with people, but traditionally you're going to be singing by yourself.
Yeah.
In this case, it's almost like, this may be wrong, but being in an orchestra or, like, in a big band where there's, like, multiple seats and people age out about it eventually and move in different capacities. And
okay, orchestra.
Yeah, a little trombone for 2 years.
Do you guys think it's important or necessary to have more than one, like, one for career and one for personal, or is it maybe best to find all in one or just have one for one, or what do you guys think on like having a billion mentors?
I think it's like quality over quantity. Like, you should have some smacking ones, like some real real good ones who are doing the thing. But like, I feel like, because for me specifically, I feel like I have a lot just because the things that I want to do, I haven't seen like one person like do all of them. So for me, it's important to like, okay, there's this person for this part that I want to be like great at. There's this person for this part that I want to be great at. But if I can find one smacking one who does all the things, I promise I'm not going to cut off all the other mentors.
She's dropping out like flies.
But this one is going to be the one. So wow. I just haven't found the one yet. Yeah. But yeah. How about you guys?
I have no idea, to be honest.
I think like two is good.
Yeah.
Two or three is good.
Also more people to keep up with, so.
This is true. Yeah, I think that for normal, good checking up on people type of people. Although I am, but not, I guess mostly for like family. But even there, I'm kind of slacking.
It's hard.
It's hard. I literally set reminders in my phone because if not, like regularly, I'm not about to do it.
Yeah, maybe I need to start doing that. It's like, I'm great at calling my mom and no one else. But I used to be good at calling other people.
Yeah, you did.
I know.
I thought you were.
I mean,
well, I'm the bar, so if I'm the bar, then you're killing it.
LOL. Yeah. What's one thing we can do to be a mentor, I guess, to, like, someone else? Like, how to align yourself with that? Because it seems like we all would kind of like to do that.
I would say, like, unless you're a crazy-ass motherfucker, act on your own. On your true feelings and emotions and like inclinations, because I feel like if you're trying to be like everybody else, it's going to be hard to like forge your own path and like people want to follow you, if that makes sense. Like, for example, with what Thames has done to like Afrobeats and R&B, I'm sure like at a time it was like crazy, like who's about to do that? But like now all these bitches is Thames' son. So honestly, it's just like you have to like do your best to be unique and follow your inclinations so that like those who are coming after you could be a trailblazer and they're like, I want to talk to Georgette about that.
Yeah.
Instead of like, Georgette's like everybody else. Why would I want to talk to her about that?
I want to talk to Georgette about that, and you get Georgette and she don't know nothing about that because she's living a fake life.
Yeah, that too. Yeah. So it's important.
Yeah.
For me, I'd say like something I've struggled with is wanting to mentor people just because I like them. Ooh. And try to put them in positions to do things, and then watching them
fuck it up.
Yeah, like what we were talking about, the opposite of it, when you're on the other side, it's like I'm giving you the blueprint, you just need to put in some effort and things will be okay, and you're watching people just fail consistently.
Fuck up.
Yeah, and it's like, come
not
on.
Luck
like,
up. Not to be confused with luck up.
Yeah, luck up was a term. You were
F as in Frank, not L as in
Logan or something. But yeah, like, I don't know, people will disappoint you consistently.
Yeah.
And even if it's easy, they will disappoint you. And if you give them every single tip, so I would say,
get it off your chest, brother Dale.
Bro, I'm trying. Cause, and this is my point. Like, especially
everything.
Especially with like Black dudes, like I'm trying to like
try.
I'm giving you the blueprint, and you just watch. And there's reasons why that we're not gonna talk about this podcast, but like it can be frustrating. So yeah, I would say like talk to people that ask for help and don't waste your time.
So yes, do the work.
Yeah. Do the work. Yeah. Mean the work. Be the work. See the work.
Mm. We're rappers.
Bars.
Too.
Bars.
DJ Khaled.
Hello.
Shout out to DJ Khaled if you're listening to this.
Hey, sign me.
He dropped his little. It's me too.
That has. Does he have a label?
I don't know.
He can make one up.
We the best. I would say we the best all day, every day.
That's your name on my phone.
Ah! That if it's DJ. Ah! Okay, no, but I'm Georgette.
I'm Nafi.
I'm James.
And this was a great episode, guys. We love you. This is Through Thick.
I was trying to say this.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
This is Through Thick.
Anthem. Bye.
Bye.
That was cute.